All right, welcome everybody to another deep dive. We're super excited to have you with us today as we jump into a topic I think a lot of you have probably at least thought about at some point.
Definitely a relevant one these days.
For sure, it's setting up your own website using, you guessed it, WordPress. We're talking DIY, taking the reins and making the web work for you, whether that's through blogging, sharing your photography, you name it. Even if you're thinking about starting a business down the road, understanding the essentials of WordPress can be a game changer.
Absolutely. And to guide us through those essentials, we're using a fantastic article by Chris Bradley titled Six Helpful Tips for DIY WordPress Websites. It really lays out a clear path, highlighting the key areas to focus on to avoid some of those common pitfalls that can trip people up early on.
Right. So our goal today is to distill that advice, break it down, and make sure you walk away feeling not just informed, but actually equipped to handle the core elements of building your own site. We want to make sure you're not just ready, but excited to get started.
Exactly. That's the key.
So let's kick things off with a fundamental question. Why go the DIY WordPress route in the first place?
Yeah.
I mean, there are website builders out there that promise you a site in minutes. So what's the draw? Chris Bradley's article touches on this, and it's pretty insightful.
One of the things that really struck me right away is the versatility of WordPress. It's not just this niche tool for techies or huge companies. It's become a real platform for anyone, literally anyone, to create some pretty sophisticated sites.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking beautifully designed blogs, online portfolios, even full-blown e-commerce businesses, all running on WordPress.
You see it everywhere, and that's a testament to its power and accessibility.
Totally.
Yeah.
And beyond just having a live website, the article brings up a really interesting point about the learning process itself. Building a site on WordPress isn't just about dragging and dropping elements. It's actually teaching you valuable IT skills along the way.
Oh, absolutely. You're picking up skills that are highly relevant in today's job market. It's not just about building a website. It's about developing a skill set. In fact, Bradley mentions that even educational institutions are incorporating WordPress into their courses.
Which says a lot about its legitimacy and staying power.
Right. It's not just a hobbyist tool anymore. It's a recognized skill and a sought-after one.
Absolutely. And let's not forget the creative side of things. Building your own website can be incredibly fun and rewarding.
It really is. It's like this outlet for your ideas and vision.
But here's the key, and the article emphasizes this. Following best practices isn't about being a stickler for rules. It's actually about maximizing that enjoyment. When you know the right way to do things, you avoid a lot of those frustrating technical hiccups that can derail the fun.
It's about setting yourself up for success, making sure the process is smooth and enjoyable.
So with that in mind, let's dive into those best practices, those crucial tips that Chris Bradley lays out in his article.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Tip number one, and this is a big one, even though it might not sound super exciting. Back up your WordPress website. I know. Backups aren't the most glamorous topic.
Not the most glamorous, but definitely the most essential.
Right. But the point Bradley makes, and he's absolutely right, is that it's all about disaster recovery. You could spend hours, days, weeks building your perfect site, and then boom, a server crashes, you make a mistake in the code, or worst case scenario, someone tries to hack it. Without a backup, you're starting from scratch.
It's like building a house of cards without realizing someone's gonna sneeze.
Exactly. And the advice he gives isn't just about having a backup, it's about having multiple backups.
Redundancy is key here.
He recommends at least 3 distinct copies of your website.
Think of it like having a safety net for your safety net.
And storing those backups on at least 2 separate devices. That way, if your computer fails, you've got a copy somewhere else.
You're spreading the risk.
And the golden rule, the one you absolutely can't skip. One of those backups needs to be offsite.
Cloud storage, a separate hard drive kept at a friend's house, whatever works.
The point is, if something catastrophic happens, your primary computer, your external hard drive, both gone, you still got that lifeline, a clean copy of your site stored safely away.
It might seem like overkill, but trust me, the peace of mind it gives you is priceless. Knowing you can restore your site if the worst happens, it lets you focus on the creative stuff, the fun stuff.
Makes sense. Okay, moving on to tip number 2. This one's about the building blocks of your site. Choose supported themes and plugins. Now, for anyone new to WordPress, themes control the look and feel of your site, while plugins add features and functionality.
Think of themes like the clothes your website wears and plugins as the tools it uses.
That's a good analogy. So why does it matter if they're supported?
It's all about making sure your website stays healthy and up to date. When you choose supported themes and plugins, you're essentially partnering with developers who are actively maintaining and improving their products.
Which means those products will get updates.
Exactly. And those updates are crucial for several reasons. First, they often add cool new features and make your site run faster and smoother.
So you're not stuck with a clunky old website from 2012.
Right. But more importantly, updates often include security patches. Developers are constantly finding and fixing vulnerabilities in their code. If you're not updating, you're leaving your site open to attacks.
It's like leaving your front door unlocked because you couldn't be bothered to change the batteries in your alarm system.
That's a good way to put it. You're essentially inviting trouble. So do your research, pick supported themes and plugins, and keep them updated.
Solid advice. Tip number 3 might surprise you. It's about protecting your computer.
Now, you might be thinking, wait, my computer, what does that have to do with my website?
Right, it seems a bit indirect.
But it's actually really important. Your computer is your gateway to your WordPress site. If your computer gets infected with a virus or malware, that can create a backdoor for attackers to access your website.
It's like having a fortress but leaving a secret tunnel open?
Precisely. So Bradley's advice is simple. Install good security software on your computer and keep it updated. It's your first line of defense.
Absolutely. Okay, tip number 4 is all about community engagement, specifically comments. Moderate your comments.
This is especially important if you're running a blog or any site where you encourage interaction.
You want people to comment, but you need to be careful.
It's about creating a safe and welcoming environment for your visitors. Bradley specifically mentions the danger of comments with malware links.
Which, sadly, is a real thing.
People try to sneak malicious links into comment sections, hoping someone will click them and get infected. By moderating your comments before they go live, you're essentially acting as a bouncer, keeping the bad actors out.
Protecting your visitors and your site's reputation.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Okay, tip number 5 sounds familiar. Update your WordPress software. Now, we talked about updating themes and plugins earlier. Is this different?
It is, actually. Updating your themes and plugins is about keeping those specific elements up to date. But this tip is about updating the core WordPress software itself, the foundation on which your site is built.
So it's like updating the operating system on your computer, making sure the whole system's running smoothly and securely.
Precisely. And just like with themes and plugins, updates to the core WordPress software often include crucial security patches. They're constantly finding and fixing vulnerabilities, so staying updated is essential.
It's about staying one step ahead of the bad guys.
That's a great way to put it.
And finally, we arrive at tip number 6. Consider using a website hosting service. Now, Bradley mentions that hosting isn't strictly required for a basic WordPress site. So what are the advantages?
The big one is what Bradley calls turnkey server maintenance. Essentially, a hosting company takes care of all the technical stuff behind the scenes, keeping the server software updated, managing security configurations, all the things that can be quite complex and time-consuming.
So it's like renting an apartment instead of building your own house. You might not have as much control, but you have a lot less to worry about.
Exactly. But Bradley emphasizes the importance of choosing a reputable hosting company. Do your research, read reviews, pick a company with a good track record.
You don't want to entrust your website to just anyone.
Right. A good hosting company can make your life so much easier, letting you focus on creating content and building your site.
These 6 tips really lay a solid foundation for anyone starting out with WordPress.
They do. They're the essentials, the things you need to get right from the start.
Now, Bradley's article also touches on something that's important to think about: future growth. He makes the point that even a small personal project can evolve into something much bigger.
It's true. A lot of successful businesses started out as someone's passion project.
Right. And as your website grows, as you get more visitors, maybe you start selling products, the demands on your site increase.
You might need more bandwidth, more storage space, more robust security.
And at some point, it might make sense to consider a WordPress maintenance plan.
Absolutely. A good maintenance plan can take a lot of the burden off your shoulders. They'll handle things like backups, updates, security monitoring, even technical support.
So you can focus on the things you're good at.
Yeah.
Creating content, engaging with your audience, growing your business.
It's about working smarter, not harder.
And finally, let's talk about the author himself, Chris Bradley. Knowing a bit about his background gives us some context for his advice.
Right. Chris Bradley is the co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing, and he's been in the business for a long time. He's focused on sales and marketing, and his company has a remarkable track record, 24 years of profitability.
That's impressive, especially in the fast-paced world of digital marketing.
It is. It speaks to his expertise and his understanding of what it takes to succeed online.
So his tips aren't just theoretical, they're based on real-world experience.
Yeah.
So to recap the key takeaways from Bradley's 6 tips. First and foremost, back up your website and do it properly. Second, choose supported themes and plugins and keep them updated. Third, protect your computer with good security software.
Fourth, moderate your comments to keep your site safe and welcoming. Fifth, update your WordPress software regularly.
And sixth, consider using a reputable website hosting service to simplify your life.
Those are the essentials.
And if we zoom out a bit, remember this. Building a DIY WordPress website is about so much more than just the technical stuff. It's about learning new skills, expressing yourself creatively, and maybe, just maybe, planting the seed for something truly amazing.
It's about empowering yourself, taking control of your online presence, and building something you can be proud of.
And on that note, we have a final thought for you today. Think about your own passions, your hobbies, the things that make you tick. What idea of yours could potentially blossom into something incredible with the help of a well-maintained, engaging website? Maybe your DIY WordPress site isn't just a website. Maybe it's the first step on a really exciting journey.
It could be the start of something big. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. And remember, the power to build something amazing is right at your fingertips.
Until next time.
See you then.